Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway, now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're about to go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats with Wolchuk. Had Kamar Rocker on the show back there in the 310. If you want to go back and listen to that, he'll be towing the rubber on Thursday, a 1:35 first pitch in this series finale against the Blue Jays. You're going to want to tune in for that. He's electric. Here's Wolchuk with the bases trip.
Nathan Eovaldi against Chris Bassitt. Tonight is your matchup, and if you're heading out to the ballpark, hopefully not, but it might be the last time you get to see Nathan Eovaldi pitch in a Rangers uniform at home. Hopefully this thing gets figured out this offseason, and Evo's back for a World Series run next
year. Stand up and give him a round of applause as he's walking off.
He deserves it. Nasty Nate Eovaldi, we love you.
Got to have him back.
I think so, too.
Well, roster, leadership.
He means a lot.
Top priority.
Yeah, we thought that about Montgomery, too, didn't we?
Well, it's nice to look. Maybe you get Jordan Montgomery back.
You don't think the owner's going to pony up for a World Series
hero? This is my hope. This is my real hope. I think CY re-signed. Maybe he got some idea that Ray's going to.
Yeah, do
we're, it. We're back. We're going to get back into this
back.
Thing. Yeah.
Let's get back.
So if, you know, maybe Chris is like, yeah, if it wasn't going to be the case, I ain't here just, you know, I'm not here to be that guy. I want to be able to wheel and deal and build this team how we need it to be built.
At the same time, if your hometown team that you'd won a World Series with said, hey, we got to go a little bit on the cheap here over the next 5 years, but you got a family here, your kids in Little League Baseball here. I mean, what do you do if you're CY? I think Ray might have him by the short curly ones.
Did the Dodgers want me for anybody?
Yeah, but you
Mets, Dodgers, somebody like that, somebody will spend some money.
But you're CY. You got to have boots on the ground nonstop. You got to move to LA. Your family's here. See, I think CY is probably not thinking I'm going to move for about another decade.
I don't know why CY would just want to be a guy that all we can do is just nickel and dime this thing.
No, I think he's too much of a competitor. I think he's got options.
He pays attention. He knows what's going on. He could recruit. You know, he could get guys to sign here. Look what he's done. You know, there was a time when they never could get anybody to sign here.
Well, it was a Christmas conversation with Nathan Eovaldi in free agency the last time. And maybe CY is just the man to get it done this time around as well.
I do believe that about CY, by the way. I think he's ultra, ultra competitive. But I think the lure of hometown and family and having some stability for 10 years, you would talk yourself into, oh, I can win like this. You know, we're not going to spend every year, but we are going to spend some years. You know, I don't know. I hope, though, that Ray said, hey, if you come back, I'm going to open up the wallet and really spend for you, you know, to get whatever we need, a bat.
I would hope bullpen. That you trust him. I would hope that you would trust CY enough to spend if you're Ray Davis.
Yeah, well, he's proven that you should.
Maybe, did we get our television thing squared away, by the way? I haven't seen any of that, right?
No.
Okay. If we get that squared away and then Ray knows he's going to get some money from that.
Sure.
Maybe we can, you know. Maybe we can talk.
Well, I got to see it at this point, though, Wolchuk. Sorry to keep dragging this out. But I have to see it happen in order to believe that it will, because we've had Ray as an owner for a long time.
Yeah.
Starting to look like that Stars owner from the mid-2000s.
Oh, my gosh. Tom Hicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, also Rangers, yeah.
Yeah, and the Rangers,
oh, too. Oh, the Rangers, too, yeah.
Well, Mike Trout, division rival, open to discussing a position change after he missed 370 games during the last four seasons. So I think this is needed, and I'm sure they've had this conversation. Moving more to maybe first base or DHing more, that's something that the front office is going to have to talk about. He's open to exploring every option. I think now, if you're the Halos, it's like, yeah, you're awesome at center field. You cover a lot of ground. Now it's all about, can we keep you in the lineup? Let's just keep your bat. And I think DHing him is the right move. Maybe move him to first base. It's a similar conversation we're going to be having with Corey Seager, I'm sure, in a couple of years. You know, is it, you know, how can we keep him in the lineup? Move him from shortstop, play first base. Your bat's more important at this point.
I like
at
the 33 sound of that.
Years old. This is what they need to do with Mike Trout.
Yeah, perfect. Lefties, right? Play first base.
You know, he'll be okay.
Seager's not a great defender either. I'm up for that conversation. If Nathaniel Lowe, I mean, awesome dude, World Series hero and all that. But
well, there'll probably be a new first baseman next year. I don't know if it'll be Seager, but they'll probably bring somebody in to add to that spot.
Yeah, I just don't think Lowe being an unrestricted guy.
I don't think he's coming back.
I think he's coming back.
MLB Players Union is suing gambling sites, including DraftKings, Bet365, and more over the use of player images for bets. So FanDuel's part of this as well. They use the name and likeness of MLB players. The lawsuit alleges those companies use player names and imaging for prop bets despite having no license to do so. So maybe they end up getting some money back in this. Either way, not probably the smartest route for these gambling sites to be going. We also have the...
How do they mess that up?
Yeah, I mean, like...
I mean, they're under strict laws, right, to keep licenses and stuff like that. How do you all of a sudden...
If you don't have the rights to do this...
Yeah, how do you mess that up? I mean, you lose your license, you're done.
Yeah, it's a big risk to be taken. Yeah. That's pretty moronic.
Seems like there's some gray area here. And maybe this isn't a law violation, but it's a threat to get a little bit more of a cut, you know?
MLB
it's lawyers lawyering.
Yeah, I'm sure money is a big reason for this. Now, Shohei, could he pitch in the playoffs?
Speaking of gambling,
absolutely. Dave Roberts isn't closing the door on that. Two-way superstar Shohei Ohtani, we know he's been a designated hitter this year. He's trying to become the first player ever to reach 50 homers, 50 stolen bases in the same season, but there's still intrigue that he could be pitching in October when the postseason rolls around. Roberts said, I think you should always leave some margin, a crack in the door for any possibility. If things line up and there's a need and the game, his body, everything is telling us that it makes sense in that situation, then great. And it would be storybook. That would be fun to see.
Yeah, pitched all year, right?
Has not pitched
bullpen situation? I think you got to do that.
I think that's what it would be. You know, yeah. You're in an NLCS, you're in a World Series, it's maybe an inning, it's three outs, maybe it's even two batters, but if it calls for it and it's all hands on deck, you know, when you see Monty coming in here, who's one of your only starting pitchers, him and Evo, that could win you games in the playoffs, but he's coming in relief against the Astros in game seven, like, yeah, Ohtani, let's do this thing, man.
No problem. I mean, if DeGrom's throwing, looking good, there's no calendar issues here. You just have to have him face live batters between now and these scenarios, and I think you could be incredibly confident. I'd be surprised if they don't use him at some point
in
the postseason.
It'd be epic to see.
It would be awesome.
There's Around the Bases brought to you by Uber Eats.
Thank you, buddy. It's time now to catch up with Jared Sandler. He'll give you his Rangers preview and what we need to know as the Rangers return to action against Toronto tonight. That's coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nation. Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for the Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. A segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Good evening, Sandler. How the heck are you?
I'm great. What's up, fellas?
Well, did want to let you know that rocker, you say his name Kamar, you know, so yeah. Just had a little inside information wanted to pass along to you.
Appreciate
how much
it.
I'm paying attention over here. But my question for you, buddy, is tonight's starter, is Nathan Eovaldi your number one priority as we go into the offseason here in a couple of weeks?
He is for me because, and this might sound backwards, I don't think starting pitching is the biggest need, but I just think that he's a guy who has an impact on this organization beyond just the, you know, once every 5 days he takes the ball. From a culture standpoint, a leadership standpoint, I think sometimes we overdo the whole, you know, this guy's such a great leader thing. But Nathan Eovaldi, to me, is one of these guys who he finds himself in winning situations because he helps create winning situations. And so I think that bringing him back would be a huge boon. There's no doubt the bullpen is the biggest need based on how little of this year's group is coming back, or at least is under control. And then obviously they've got moves they got to need, that they're going to have to make to address the lineup, some internal decisions they're going to have to make. But, yeah, I think from a financial standpoint, Nathan Eovaldi is going to be the guy that they're going to first look to allocate some big resources towards.
And bringing Chris Young back on the extension probably helps the idea of Eovaldi coming back tremendously.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, you know, he was a big part of wanting to bring him here, and I can't imagine that anything's changed over the last 2 years in terms of his desire to have him remain in the organization. And I know you guys spoke to CY earlier. I didn't get a chance to listen. I'll listen after the game. But, that's the first move here this offseason, was just locking that up. I don't know what took so long, but glad it's done. And now, he can, focus on the offseason and getting this ship back to where it wants to go.
When you look at this offense, do you trust that the guys will return to their normal? Or do you think we got to go get a great bat?
Yeah, not all of them, Gavin, to be honest with you. A guy like Marcus Semien, I don't know if you'll get 2023 Marcus next year, but I feel very confident you're going to get a better version of Marcus Semien next year. But, Adolis Garcia, I don't know. Jonah Heim, I don't know. With Jonah, offense was not really the calling card, right? What he did last year offensively was, to some degree, a surprise. Now, again, I don't know if it's going to be this, but in terms of a type of progress that you can count on to really help the lineup, I think you got to hope for health with Josh Young. Same with Evan Carter. And you need better from Evan, obviously, when he is healthy, and I think you'll get that. But I don't think you can just look at this lineup and say, hey, guys are going to get better. It's okay. I think moves need to be made to help put this lineup in a position where it can better compete as an upper echelon lineup.
Has anybody helped themselves in terms of these young guys that have gotten some opportunities with the big league club to put themselves in position for maybe a bigger role next year?
That's a good question. You know, a guy who I think had that chance was Justin Foscue. Unfortunately, it just hasn't happened for him, right? So, Carson Kelly's not a young guy. I think he's done a good job of making him, to some degree, a priority to keep, from a position player standpoint. But that's not really answering your question, right, Zach? So, I don't know. I mean, you think of the young guys, Foscue, Leody Taveras, Ezekiel Duran. I don't know that any of these guys have really done that. Josh Smith, obviously, but, I don't know if that's totally fitting your question because he's obviously been pretty much an everyday player since April 1st.
It's Jared Sandler here with you in the G-Bag Nation. So do we got a chance here to have some fun out at the yard this week and win some games against these Blue Jays? How do we match up?
Yeah, well, neither team's a playoff team. The Blue Jays have been a huge disappointment, and they don't have a World Series last year to fall back on, right? That's, they've amassed a ton of talent, and it just hasn't worked out. You get Nathan Eovaldi tonight. I hope the crowd gives him the appreciation he deserves, given that it could be his final, home start as a Ranger. Hopefully that's not the case. And then you got Kamar on Thursday, Jacob deGrom on Friday, I think. So, it should be fun, and hopefully you get some good pitching performances, and hopefully the bats wake up.
Hey, Jared, league-wide, do you think there's going to be a lot of turnover with managers and stuff like that this year?
Well, the biggest domino brought us, I thought, would be Alex Cora had the Red Sox not brought him back. And, obviously he's been extended. I guess there's a question about the Yankees and Aaron Boone. Hmm. Even though they're the best team in the American League, that's obviously not good enough based on the standard they've set. But, Skip Schumacher leaving is going to create a domino effect because I think a team could clear a spot for Skip Schumacher. He is that highly thought of as a manager.
Love it, Sands. Have a great night. We'll see you soon.
See you, fellas.
He's at Jared Sandler on X, a must-follow for Rangers fans everywhere. What an exciting week. DeGrom and Rocker.
Yeah.
What
could have been?
Even though you're not going to make the playoffs, there's just so many things to get excited about. Alrighty, for Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup, Carter Freeman coordinating your video, Woolchuck and Chiafalo, and of course, Brian Broaddus, who will preview the Ravens offense tomorrow in Krusty's Corner at 3:40. I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.